Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
My only way to get married, like the only way I'll ever get married to anyone ever, is with a trust exercise. That's where I put my penis in your butt and pee in it. And you have to accept my piss.
Like the whole piss, or
yeah,
just a little bit to try
no,
it out?
No, I'm talking about like we go to the movies first, and I drink one of those big-ass movie things, and I don't pee during the movie. And then we have to go home first. We have to drive all the way home. And it has to be an annoying long time. And then once we get home, I sort of pound my penis until I can somehow make it hard with all the piss that's in me. And then I just unleash it into your anus. And while I do this, I kind of slap your vag around.
Does she have to hold it for a specific amount of time, or can she then let it go once you've completed your piss?
No. Well, after I'm done peeing, she can do whatever she wants to with it. Like, she can put it in a jar if she wishes. But I get to, but the entire time, I have a camera trained on her face, so that I get to watch her face later on.
And this is required.
Yeah,
you...
this is required. If I ever
so
do
it's like you go by the ring.
No.
This is before you.
Yeah, this no. That is my marriage proposal.
Huh?
Honey.
Let's go
see a movie. And she'll be thinking, "Is this the movie? Is this
yeah,
the
time?" Yeah.
On the way home, she's like, "Honey, do you need to stop somewhere?" No.
Hello, and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I'm Mike, to my right, returning us after a long week off, Mr. Paul Cadell.
He was mad?
Is that why he didn't come? Did he tell you that?
No, that's not
right. Because Napier it assured me that had nothing to do with
it. That was not true in any way.
Also here, Napier and special guest star, Drunkard STL on the Twitters. Paul, you weren't mad because there was a lot of speculation that you were taking a week off as some kind of coup, like to prove a point because you were so mad.
No, but it was convenient timing. Right?
It was, yeah. I'm walking on eggshells here because, you know, while we're sitting here waiting for the show to start, you know, Paul makes a comment about, you know, the length of the song that I chose, and I'm like, Why, Paul? Is it too long, buddy? I'm sorry. You all right? You mad?
I don't think I actually made a comment about the length of the show. I said, "Is this your song?" Then you said, "Yeah."
Who else's song would
it be?
Kind of
long. Well, it could be the pedophile guys.
That's right. It's week six, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It could be the two pedophiles that put on a show before us.
I don't think they're pedophiles. They're libertarians.
Well, right, but I'm pretty sure that like pedophiles endorse libertarians as well.
Where did you get that fact from?
I mean, it's just, you know, isn't libertarianism like, you know, the government can't tell me what to do in my house?
And then
so, like, if I'm fucking little boys, what has the government got for me?
Come on, man.
I do what I want.
Libertarians till I die.
These are These are nice guys. We got along with them. I thoroughly enjoy it. They say nice things about us. They promote that we're on after them. But I did. I did tell you that you had to wait 5 weeks before you could be a dick about it. And you did. You did honor my wishes, and I do appreciate that for you waiting the proposed 5 weeks before being a dick.
Yes. Oh my gosh. You should call in.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Please.
I don't
please
actually
call
think
in.
That anyone on the previous show is a pedophile.
Please call in and set Paul straight that it has nothing to do with pedophilia. Where did you get this? You've been on this the whole
internet,
time.
Man.
You've been on this the whole time. When we got the email,
I think if
that
we,
there
if
was
going to
be a
caller,
show on ahead of us,
that should explain the connection.
As soon as you got that email that there was going to be a show on before us and it was going to have something to do with libertarians, you said, "Oh my God, it's pedophiles!" And I think that's made up. I think you just made it up.
Yes. Okay. We have a caller.
Okay. Hello, you are on the thing. Tell Paul that libertarianism has nothing to do with pedophilia.
They're not related, I guess. But I would say that pedophiles would endorse libertarianism.
Why?
It has absolutely nothing to do with pedophilia.
Thank you.
Do you know, is this like a thing? Did Paul just make this up, or is this something that troubles you guys? I mean, does this follow you around?
You know, I've heard that before. You know, I'm getting a lot of feedback on here.
Well, that's because I don't know how to work any of our shit.
Oh, that would do it.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know how to work my stuff either, so
okay.
Well, my technical stuff.
Okay,
I don't know how to work the other stuff.
So this stems from something that exists. This isn't just something that just came out of Paul's mind.
Well, I've heard it before because people say, well, that means, you know, it means that you don't believe in government, that sort of thing.
But what, okay, so a pedophile wouldn't believe in government telling him he can't have sexual relations with children.
Well, here's the thing. We talk about issues on our show, but the central issue to the libertarian movement is what they call the non-aggression principle, which basically states that no person or group of people can initiate force or fraud on anyone else. And what is pedophilia but force?
Well,
It could be boy love.
It would be very, very easy to convince the child that this was in their best interest.
Yeah, you so romance everyone, them a little.
But that's force and fraud.
Okay, yeah, that would be fraud. You're right, because it isn't good for him, because man-sized junk shouldn't fit right. So, when you guys started, we have a gentleman on our show who is not very social. Yeah, see, I'm a delight. I get along with everyone, but Paul, he has issues, and so when we're usually alone on Monday night, so we can just spit all the venom and nonsense that we want, but. But when we got the email that there was going to be a show on before us, I told Paul, you have to be nice to these people. He said, for how long? And I told him 5 weeks. So 6 weeks and 12 minutes in, and here we are.
And he wasn't here last week.
So I apologize for my friend Paul. I'm sure you guys do not romance children at all.
Oh no, and let me make that clear. I don't intend to say that the actual hosts of the show were involved in any sort of scandalous activities.
Oh no, not anymore.
All right, so thanks for calling in and setting him straight.
Yeah, thanks for being a good sport. We appreciate
it. Anytime you need a Liberty Smackdown, you let me know.
All right, man.
Nice.
Hey, thanks, man, and hey. Good times.
Peace out.
All right, bye-bye. See, there you go, Paul.
See, look, I created content. We had controversy, it was
you're the
show.
Reason we can't we have friends.
Yeah, you just shit all over everything.
Well, so it turns out, speaking of shitting on everything, I decided, I'm looking through your Twitter, and I see you and Mark Bland talking, and I decided to comment on the picture, because it was a picture of a chick biting a dick and crossing her eyes.
Right.
Like, And he noticed.
No, I'm getting. I don't get a good read on that Mark Bland. I don't know what he's about.
Right. Yeah. See,
I like Mark Bland. I do. But I don't get it.
No.
I don't get what he's doing.
The Mark Bland.
I'm sorry.
I almost tweeted at him and put a "the" in front of at Mark Bland.
Oh, I've done that several times.
Well, you know, so, you know, I didn't realize he was quite up into the, you know, cross-eyed broad biting a dick kind of.
That didn't place. Seem like his speed.
Right, but yeah. He was
That's
right
oddly
there.
That's a specific set of porno, isn't it? Like cross-eyed
broads? No, she was biting the shit out of it, man. It was bad.
Yeah, right.
I mean, no blood was drawn. I've seen worse. But, yeah, so I tweeted at him, and then he, like, said, you know, something to the effect of, we're not following him.
No, you're not following him. I follow the Mark Bland.
Well, I thought I was,
I
too.
Fucking love the Mark Bland, okay? Again, this is you.
Me shitting on any outer, like, podcast relationships.
I'm a goddamn diplomat. I'm out there making friends. I'm out there getting people to record stuff for us and stuff. And you just shit on everybody. So everyone was given a gift by Napier. He brought in a bunch of these electric cigarette things and handed them out, and so now we're all sitting around in my living room smoking water vapor, and I don't really understand because it's like a little blue light. If you're going to put a light on it, why would not make it a red light so that there is some reason to think maybe it might be an actual cigarette? I mean, this just screams, we're living in the future!
Well, if you notice on the label, it says the word blue on there.
Oh, so it's a branding thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's another one called green, and it lights up green.
Yeah. So what made you decide to purchase these for us? You wanted to...
I didn't think anybody here... Paul smokes, drunk smokes, I smoke. You have smoked on occasion.
Yeah, sometimes.
So this is a group of smokers and you. So I thought, why not experience all of this together? Since I spent the money to buy one initially and got fucking jacked on this. Just one night I bought one of these and took it home, started playing Call of Duty. And I thought, oh, this is awesome. I can play my video games and I don't have to burn myself while I'm reaching, you know, for a fucking care package. So I'm smoking my little cigarette. 4 hours go by. It's done. And I thought, wow, what a fucking waste of money this was. 4 hours and it's done? Well, I didn't realize that this, it really is, on the package it says, it's a pack and a half of cigarettes.
Yeah.
But that's how much nicotine is in here, not how much each draw is worth.
Uh-huh.
So I smoked a pack and a half of cigarettes in 4 hours.
Oh.
I was fucking jacked on nicotine.
Huh.
I couldn't sleep. It was 3 a.m., and I was just sitting on my computer yelling at people, just screaming and yelling.
So I guess my question is this a veiled attempt at getting me addicted to nicotine so that I come smoke with you?
No, you don't have to come smoke with us. You can just hang out outside when you're in your flip-flops like you normally do.
Yeah, but I don't.
With your flippy floppies.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, in grade school, I wish I would have had one of these.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Just would have seemed like the thing to have.
See, but this doesn't
Being
seem...
Being able to, like, smoke in class and whatnot.
This doesn't seem like a real thing, though. I mean, is this still you have to be 18 to buy it, or...?
Yeah, it's still a tobacco... It's still a nicotine product. So you still have to be 18.
So do you reckon they're cheaper in Missouri because of our low cigarette taxes?
I doubt it. These were, I don't want to be... You know, say, oh, well, I bought you guys all this nice stuff. These were $10 a piece.
Ooh.
So they cost about as much as two premium packs of cigarettes, but you're only getting as much nicotine as a pack and a half. However, you can smoke these anywhere.
So you still smoke cigarettes.
My work has banned these.
Yeah, a lot of places have started banning them for no damn reason.
It's kind of like, you know, and this is my firsthand review. I've just tried these.
It's your first time?
Yeah, I've not had an electronic cigarette. And I don't know if I should put the brand name out there.
Put the brand name out there.
It's a BlueCig.com. BlueCigs.com.
Right.
And it's like a cigarette. It gives you the same nervous kind of energy.
Yeah.
But without the, like,
burning.
The delicious taste and the break from having to do anything. Like, that's part of the joy of the cigarette at work,
is
right?
That you is get that you to go just, outside.
Yeah, you get your 15 minutes.
Chill right. out.
You go and do, right. you know, whatever.
But with these, you can actually sit in the break room instead of being outside in the fucking rain, in the cold. It doesn't have to be 10 below, and you're like, I gotta have a fucking cigarette.
But it doesn't seem like you're smoking a cigarette. Like, when I was smoking that, I wasn't thinking, oh, this is like smoking a cigarette, because I don't get the same feeling of it. It doesn't have the same taste. It's not really the same anything.
Without the yummy carcinogen.
I just kind of feel like I'm sticking...
Without the rat shit and rat poison?
It's like I'm putting a pen in my mouth.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's seems like a waste of time, really.
You still get the same nicotine.
You should, hit it more. You're smoking it enough. You have to, like, take big drags.
Yeah, if you take little drags, you're not really going to get
much. I'm not a smoker.
Well, just take, you know...
Okay.
Just Power Chief one time.
Then take a big deep breath now.
That was a funny face, and nobody gets to enjoy that but us.
So I heard last week we were streaming live on webcam.
No, that's just something that that drunk said.
Why aren't we?
I agree.
Why would anybody want to watch us?
We're just sitting here.
So, yeah, but Joe Rogan's just sitting there, and he streams live.
Yeah, but he's Joe Rogan. We're four fucking idiots from St. Louis.
So, if you want to be the best, you gotta, like, make the attempt, right?
We are making... This is our attempt, buddy.
Yeah.
Well, it's not good enough.
I'm sorry.
So we need a webcam.
Okay.
How can we hook that up to this setup here?
There's a computer right there.
Can we do that?
We
need to stream live on Twitch TV... Justin TV, YouTubes, everywhere.
Don't forget Blip.
You know, Blip. Like, I filmed the last What's in Drunk's Mouth on my phone. Like, I filmed the whole thing. And, like, I was putting it together, and I was like, oh, I'm going to put this on YouTube. This will be funny. But then I was like, I don't want these motherfuckers to, like, judge my living room. I don't want these motherfuckers to... I don't want these motherfuckers to see my kitchen and, like, make comments about my counters and shit.
There's not shit on the walls or
from the video.
I was just like, you know what?
Are you afraid?
Fuck this! I'm not posting this shit.
Are you afraid it's going to be too Spartan looking? I mean,
I don't know.
They won't tune in after they see the luxury of your house.
No, I'm not saying. I'm saying
they'll say we can't relate to this guy.
This show is fraudulent.
This rich motherfucker doing a podcast.
Super rich son of a bitch thinks we're going to tune into his shit.
Money bag, silver spoon, motherfucker.
Right. Right, they're going to see the ivory on the walls and all the expensive paintings.
They say, whoa, 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 whoa.
Fuck supporting this guy. We thought he was like the underdog.
This son of a bitch sitting at his kitchen table with karaoke microphones can't relate to me. And all this time, I thought I was listening to my friend.
Right, I'm talking to fucking Scrooge McDuck here.
Right.
These people aren't in the trenches.
He gets off the goddamn radio foobars and goes and jumps in his big old bin of money. And swims in it.
And fucks
which
bitches.
Would be fucking... You couldn't do that. If you dove into that shit, you'd get a concussion.
Yes.
Instantly.
Definitely.
Idiot.
It wouldn't, and let,
how'd he get all that paper? Money and he's so dumb?
Right. So, speaking of pedophiles and coercing people into having sex with you when you don't want to, I was thinking today... I was reading something about how Nintendo is going downhill and that they might just end up licensing their games to the other two companies.
Yeah.
They were like, you know, send Mario to this, that, and another thing. And I just got to thinking about Mario and what are Bowser's intentions?
To, like, rape the princess.
Yeah, but I mean, like, he gets the princess and he takes her and he ties her up. Then what? I mean, because he has plenty of time while Mario's out jumping on mushrooms to rape her. So I don't think she's being continuously raped.
You don't know that. They don't
Does he want her kingdom? Does he want to be
what
king?
What is he raping her with? He doesn't have external genitalia.
Maybe. No, it's like a dog. It pops
maybe
out.
He's
like,
if he did want to be king and he wanted her kingdom, why wouldn't he have killed her? Why does he kidnap her and just keep her somewhere? I mean, there's a reason that he keeps her somewhere and just leaves her there.
How come she is the queen of a mushroom kingdom and she's like the only human? Her and Mario are like humans, and then like...
Well, he's not even from there. He's just visiting.
He's from Brooklyn.
Well, he just comes over to fuck her, and then like this lizard dude shows up and takes her all the goddamn.
Well, how come she doesn't have a shell or a mushroom head? But I mean,
like, he doesn't come and take her unless Mario's there. So do you think that, like, he just likes hanging out with Mario?
I think Mario's not that into the princess because the only time he shows up is when Bowser takes her away.
Right, and he's like, ah, I gotta save this bitch again.
Yeah.
Because I guess that's his thing.
That's like that's his beard.
That doesn't answer my question, though. What is Bowser's intentions? What is his motives? What is he trying to do?
Maybe he just seeks ransom.
He's taking over the Mushroom Kingdom.
Ransom?
I thought it was apparent from the games.
But then he would just kill her. Because, like, if she's out of the way, then he can rule. If he just takes her and puts her in a room, I mean, why is he being such a pussy about it?
Well, the Mushroom people can't rise up if their beloved princess is in captivity.
Right.
You haven't paid much attention to the Mario lore, clearly.
Clearly.
And they did it. Mario and the princess, they hung out all the time in the little cartoon show.
They did?
Do you think they get the old A-frame going on princess with the Luigi-Mario combination?
Oh, there's been many a high fives in between two.
You can't double-team abroad with your brother, can you?
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Wouldn't that be weird?
Well,
it
you're not
be a bonding experience.
Yeah, it's not like you're doing your brother. I mean,
but I mean that's weird.
A girl once offered to have sex with me and my brother at the same time,
and you turned it down because you thought it would be weird.
I didn't turn it down.
He did.
He did.
He thought it would be weird.
Well, I mean, like I had sex with her. I wasn't. I don't know if I was down to have sex with her at the same time as him. You know, but
it'd be like.
But
Chinese.
You were certainly okay with having sex with her.
Yeah.
So how did that conversation go? You were like, "All right, Nick, you just sit this one out, buddy."
No, she said something about...
Because, I mean, she wanted to fuck both of you. How do you decide which one?
She said something about a sandwich, and he was like, yeah, I'm out of here.
Should have just said, well, just like Chinese finger cuffs, the
more
you
struggle,
the tighter
she gets. I'm not even talking about it necessarily being gay. I'm not saying it's, like, gay. I'm just saying, like, you're fucking somebody while your brother is also fucking somebody.
Yeah, it'd be weird, for sure.
Definitely weird.
Dude, just be a bro. Just give high fives and...
Just bro it up, dude.
Yeah.
Turn your hat around backwards.
Pop your
much
collar.
Much as it is currently. And do the damn thing.
Right.
So to contact the show, please dial 309-740-1430 or on the Skypes at WFODix.
There we go.
So, what's new, buddy?
Well, other than these little e-cigarettes, I really don't have much. I thought I could, you know, pay some money and buy us like 20 minutes.
Yeah, you bought us about 8.
Yeah, I grossly...
It was a good 8, though, you know?
Yeah.
It was high quality.
Yeah, you
material.
Went and spent $20 and all Paul did was call a dude a pedophile.
Right.
And you guys killed about the same amount of time.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah. So Paul's obviously better at...
Because I actually got that guy to kill my time.
Right.
You know.
So that's...
I don't know. I guess, does he use his name? Who was that we were talking to? We should have promoted the show.
Jim.
That's Mr. Jim.
Jim from the Side Project, which is the show that's on before us.
Which is
7 to 8 Central Time on Radio FUBAR. .com.
And his co-host.
They're good guys, good sports.
Lex Zorn?
Lex Zorn?
Lex Zorn?
Well, I would bring up more gun talk, but I don't want to be your goddamn Matt Damon to your Jimmy Kimmel.
I'll tell you what, if you start talking about guns, I'm going to go a completely different direction. I swear to God.
Napier is kind of a one-trick pony, isn't
he? Is.
He is. Guns.
I don't
guns,
care
guns.
How many bullets go in a fucking magazine, dude. It doesn't matter to me. Jesus.
Well, I mean, if you needed the magazine.
You're right, if I did.
What you were saying earlier about porcupines?
Yeah, why don't the little people who don't like the magazine magazine non-restrictions that we have now, why don't they go after porcupines? They got all those quills. Shouldn't they only need 10? I mean, one should be plenty, right?
If you know what you're doing with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like whoa.
Your lady's trying to contact you in the chat.
What's she doing?
I don't know. This is important, though. We should wait a second until she can tell you what it is. I'm sure it's going to be.
Well, there's a delay. I mean, she's not going to get it.
Everybody, wait a second here. What is it? It's going to be good.
Anal G.
Mr. Jared Cardinal, checking in the chat room, says your analogy sucks.
And a random viewer. Yeah. Hello, random viewer.
Yeah, it is really a terrible analogy.
It was a joke.
Because, you know, porcupines don't have projectiles. They have quills, and then they shake, and then sometimes the quills shake loose. They don't shoot quills at anyone.
Less than 3S sads.
Aw.
Heart sads. Her heart is sad.
Her heart is sad.
Because she ate high cholesterol foods tonight.
Why is her heart sad, Napier?
Well, she didn't say.
The
drama is killing me.
It is. We need to work this out.
The suspense. It's maddening.
Going on break. 8 minutes. We'll be back.
Fuck all you pedophiles.
Of which nobody is actually in this room or listening to this show. Thank you for listening. You're not a pedophile. Unless you are, then don't listen.
I'm Matt Reefer. You might remember me from such radio shows as Where Did My Beer Go? Beer, the only beverage needed. And the Mr. Producer Show. I'm here to tell you about a wonderful app available for most smartphones. It's called TuneIn. This app allows you to listen to over 60,000 different AM, FM, and internet radio stations such as Radio FUBAR. You can download the app in your app store for free or go to TuneIn.com. You can download the app in your app store for free or go to TuneIn.com. TuneIn allows you to listen to our insanity anywhere.
I don't mind stealing bread from the mouths of decadence. But I can't feed on the powerless when my cup's already overfilled. Yeah. But it's on the table, the fire's cooking. And they're farming babies while slaves are working. Blood is on the table, and the mouths are choking. But I'm growing hungry.
I've got hungry.
I don't mind stealing bread from the mouths of decadence. But I can't feed on the powerless when my cup's already overfilled. But it's on the table, the fire's cooking. And they're farming babies while the slaves are all working. But it's on the table, the mouths are choking. But I'm going hungry.
I've got hungry.
I'm going hungry.
I've got hungry.
I'm going hungry.
I'm going hungry.
I'm going hungry. Instrumental is 29 seconds.
I'm going hungry, yeah.
Guitar solo, fill me.
I'm going hungry.
I'm going hungry.
I'm going hungry.
I'm going hungry. This instrumental is now 14 seconds.
I'm going hungry.
I don't mind stealing bread. I don't mind stealing bread. I'm going hungry.
I'm going hungry.
I'm going hungry.
I'm going hungry.
Fuck yeah, fat bitches.
That was fun.
Yeah, I got an eating disorder from this song. A disorder of votes and power.
Hello and welcome back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. To call us, 309-740-1430 or WFO Dicks on the Skype. Napier, Amanda's heart hurts because she thinks you have more to talk about than you're currently talking about.
Oh.
Her heart hurts.
Me and lady friend got engaged.
Oh, congratulations, Napier.
Aww.
Is that the best you could do?
What was I supposed to say?
That seems so ingenuine.
I'm married. It's awesome.
Well, congratulations.
That's what I said, and it sounded much more fucking convincing than you. You said congratulations, like a question mark? Is that a good thing? No, you had to say it with conviction. Congratulations. Well done, sir.
The picture that you posted on Facebook when you announced it on Facebook, and
I didn't announce anything.
That's how I heard about it. By the way, is Facebook. You know, phone call, nothing.
I just found out.
Right. Yeah, but I mean, you know.
I just found out, too. You had a genuine surprise reaction live on air.
The picture that was posted in conjunction with the announcement, you looked in serious pain.
I don't even know
you
what
picture
like
you're... someone, like, had just stabbed you in the chest. And so I was wondering.
I don't even know what picture you're talking about.
Oh, well, it was not a great picture. It looked kind of scary, actually.
Like a grimace, or?
Like you had just been attacked.
Maimed by a dog.
Your eyes
like
were
just
squinting.
Like you had just gotten engaged.
Well, I honestly have no idea the picture you people are talking about.
So how'd
about.
You do it, buddy? Did you do the whole thing? Did you guys have like a special evening?
I asked her to marry me. She said yes. Yeah.
We need the whole story. You woke up.
Woke up.
Okay.
And he said, "This is the day."
I said, "This is the day," because the day before the UPS guy came with the ring, so that was the day.
And the day before?
The day before.
You can't do it the same day.
No.
That's.
And had you talked about this? Did she know this was coming, or was it a surprise?
It was a surprise. Like when it happened, she didn't know when it was going to happen.
But she knew that it was going to happen.
I'm pretty sure she did. Yeah.
Like you told her, "Hey, I bought this ring, yo."
Well. No, not necessarily that.
You know, when I proposed to my female, I bought the ring, but I wanted to make sure that it was a ring that she would like, and so I sent her a couple of different rings. I said, "Hey, which one of these do you want me to buy?" And then I bought the ring, and then, like, I didn't hide it. I just kind of put it on my desk, and it sat there for, like, a couple months before I actually did it, and kind of ruined the whole thing, because I mean, like, you know, she had, you know, tried it on and and, you know, made sure that, you know, I'm bad at secrets. I'm really bad at secrets. So, like, you know, I kind of botched the whole proposal thing because, you know, the ring had been sitting on my desk for several months before one day she came home and I had made dinner and cleaned the house. I mean, that was... But it's not about me.
So either at that point she knew you were either going to propose or you wanted anal.
Or both. Was
clean.
Right, right. Yeah, preferably both. That would have been great. So, I mean, this isn't about me, Napier. This is your time. This is your story.
So from your story, I can gather there was no anal that night.
No anal.
Well, that's where your story and Napier's take big turns.
By the way, next week, I am going to open the show with Napier's proposal that he said the only way he's going to propose and how he's going to do it. That was on a podcast. So I'm going to have to find it, and I'm going to open the show.
So we're rehashing old shit again?
Yes, I love it. We are going to rehash old shit.
Twice in 3 weeks.
Because I bet this story sounds nothing like taking a full piss in someone's anus.
No, it doesn't.
Okay. Go for it. Let's hear it.
So I woke up, got the ring in my coat pocket, went to my lady friend's house.
Loosely or in a box?
It was in a box.
Okay.
It was in the same box it came in.
Right.
Like a big old brown box?
No, it said the name of the company on it. And
did it have the UPS?
What was the name of the
company?
Zales.
Zales?
Yeah.
They're the diamond store.
Yeah.
Are they?
Okay.
So you didn't go to Jared?
No, I did not go to Jared.
I went to the Shane Company, and I thought that going to the Shane Company, I thought I was supporting a local business. And
you're crazy.
It's kind of marketed as a local business, but it's not
no,
at all.
No, not at all.
There's Shane companies everywhere.
Yeah, there are.
So, yeah. But anyway.
I believe it's a Denver, Colorado firm.
So you had the ring in the box in your pocket.
And we're in her living room. She says, hold on, I'm going to get my stuff ready because we were going to go to the WoW tournament. And I said, okay, but before you grab all your stuff, will you marry me? And then I gave her a ring, and she was rather shocked.
And then you went to the WoW tournament?
Then we went to the WoW tournament.
So I'm sorry to interrupt the romance and whatnot, but what's a WoW tournament?
I played the WoW trading card game, and there was a regional qualifier. And,
did you qualify?
No, in fact, I lost two games and I won two games. However, the two games that I won, I couldn't enjoy winning them.
Why?
Well, the first win that I got was against my lady friend, and the second win I got...
So why couldn't you enjoy that? I would think you would extra enjoy that.
No, I can't enjoy...
You mean you're not allowed to enjoy?
The thing, it's my lady friend. I can't be happy that I beat her.
Well, somebody has
to. You should
to
give
win.
Her the suck it symbol. Ha! Suck it.
There can only be one.
That's true. I mean, but at the same time, you can't be happy you beat your lady friend.
Why didn't you lay down for her?
Okay, let's say that you.
Why didn't you just lay down for her, Napes? If you're going to be sad about it, why don't you just let her win?
Hey, they weren't engaged. They were.
Yeah,
engaged
we were engaged at that point.
The proper thing would have been to just sacrifice yourself.
Right.
I would not.
Strike number one.
I would not. I would never treat my lady friend as less than equal, and if she could beat my ass, I'm sure she would have, and done it with a smile on her face. But I would not do that.
So the second one?
The second one was against the 9-year-old.
Did you feel bad beating a 9-year-old, too? Or?
Yeah, he didn't understand how I beat him, and I had to explain how I kicked his ass, and I was like, I'm explaining to this little kid how I just beat the shit out of him. Oh, my fucking God.
Now, I don't think of, like, a WoW party as being, you know, a drug-fueled orgy or, you know, anything. But I wouldn't think that a big group of 30-year-old men sitting around playing a card game, I would imagine that there would be some sort of adultness to it. No? You have 9-year-olds at this thing?
Yeah, this... There's a family that
comes.
It is
a trading card game based off a computer game.
Yeah. And this.
So I'm silly to think that this is. Like
I would
a,
say that there was probably more people under the age of, I'll say, 16 than there was over the age of 16. Or
no,
at the very
you'd,
least
you'd
50,
be,
50.
You'd be wrong. The average age is about 25 to 30.
Wow.
But, so where does the sloppy bus axe come in?
There was no sloppy butt sex.
So we have one thing in common. Yeah. None of us got sloppy butt sex after proposing.
Yeah.
No. No. I think I got regular sex.
Yeah, I got regular sex.
I probably got regular sex, too. But, I mean, like, is that this special thing at this point, you know?
Regular sex?
Yeah, I mean, it's always, like, good time, but it's not, like...
I don't remember if I got regular sex or not.
I would have.
I probably did.
I would have taken that ring back, goddammit.
Probably. Probably got regular sex.
Yeah, so we went to the WoW card game. I won two games. I was...
Against a nine-year-old.
Against a nine-year-old and my lady friend.
So did she bow down
job.
For you?
Okay, hold on.
No, there was sex. There were both. Job. Both.
Oh, sex and a blowjob.
Sex and a blowjob. So, so yeah, I got me a twofer. I won that night.
Yeah, but you lost for the rest of your life.
I'll take what I can get when I can get it. So then we went to the Blues game.
After the WoW tournament?
After the WoW tournament, we went to the Blues game.
Huh.
So that was fun.
Yeah.
And then we went home, passed out, and had victory sex the next morning.
Victory sex?
Yeah, the Blues won.
Oh.
Victory sex.
So is there an immediate plan to, like, get this thing on the road, or are you just kind of still new and fresh and that'll come later?
Are you asking this? How long have you been engaged? And there's no, like,
yeah, no
plan.
Shit.
A couple of years now, I think.
And there's no plan? No.
Well, but, you know, eventually.
Don't you have a house together?
Yeah.
So you have
Answer the question. This isn't about me. This is your day.
I would say about a year. And then the whole marriage thing.
Well, there you go. Well, congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Is that what the cigarettes we're celebrating with?
Yeah, we can call it that, yeah.
It's a celebration?
Yeah, let's celebrate.
It's like the blue bubblegum cigar.
Should have told me I would have brought the Coke.
Yeah, we could all had Coke and fake cigarettes and...
We could have split a hooker.
Yeah, and fours. Could all taken a little bit of her.
So, not to completely change the topic, but I did want to talk about something that's bothering me.
Okay.
I saw the last Twilight movie.
I'm Why? Sorry.
Well, I have to see all of them.
Why?
Because I'm PW'd, I guess. But Why? I saw the last Twilight movie. And I did talk about the Twilight movie before the last Twilight movie, and so I thought I should tell everybody about this one, too, just so that you can save the time. I mean, if you were curious, don't be.
Well, how bad of acting was Kristen Stewart in that?
The last Twilight movie, I had harsh things to say about because of the whole werewolf wanting to fuck the baby thing. But that continued into this one. And if for any reason to watch this movie, at a certain point, they tell... Oh, and by the way... If you this is spoiler alert, I guess I should say that.
Yeah, you got to do spoiler
alert.
This movie
has been out for a long time.
Yeah. At some point, they say this baby, I guess to make it, you know, further along the story and make it not so creepy, this baby ages at an accelerated rate.
Okay.
So this baby will be fully grown by the time she's seven. Which,
but she'll still be seven.
She'll still be seven, yeah, but she'll be fully grown. But when they explain that in the movie, the look on this werewolf's face, you should fucking see it. He's like, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to fuck that baby. But I mean, like, when they're saying it, it's still a baby. And, like, he's thinking about, you know, yeah, when his baby turns seven, I'm going to get me some fucking vampire pussy. So, anyway, this is the movie. The head vampires find out that they had a vampire baby. And vampire babies are bad because vampire babies can't be controlled and they end up killing villages and exposing them. So this is bad. So the head vampires decide they're going to come fuck these people up and kill the baby. Which was basically the last movie. The last movie, the werewolves wanted to kill the baby. But in this movie, the head vampires want to kill the baby. So it's the
so
same...
So the werewolves don't want to kill the baby anymore?
No, because the one werewolf wants to fuck the baby.
So
the werewolf said, all right, well, if you want to fuck the baby, then we're cool.
That's
that was
a
the end of the movie.
Plan to be in.
The whole movie was the werewolves are coming to kill this baby, and then at the very end, last 5 minutes, werewolf was like, hey, dude, nah, I want to fuck this baby. And they're like, okay, we're cool. So the fight didn't happen. In this movie, the vampires want to come kill the baby. And so they go around and they get all their vampire friends. They're like, hey, you guys got to stop these other vampires from coming and killing our baby. And so they get this whole thing together. And then the head vampires and them get in this big, huge fight. That's probably a good half hour to 35 minutes, 45 minutes of this movie. Is this fight, this big fight. A lot of people are dying. It's a big deal. And then the telepath bitch, they cut to her. And she's showing the head vampires, hey, this is what would happen if this fight happened. And they're like, oh, okay, well, then we won't fight. And that's the movie. That's it. That's the end.
That's fucking stupid.
Hey, guys, these vampires are going to come kill our baby. Big fight. Yeah, well, this is what it would happen if we did fight. Okay, no fight, the end. Everybody lives happily ever after, the end. That's the movie. That's it. That's it.
That
does it show the vampire or the werewolf fucking the baby?
No. At no point does the werewolf actually fuck the baby, but it is implied that eventually he will.
That's the next movie.
No, there is no more movies. But now,
well, I guess the next movie would be him fucking the baby, and I guess they can't.
Yeah, now can't they're really going to reboot the franchise again to milk all the rubes into paying.
I was about to say, they can always go Star Wars.
They're rebooting
it? Oh, I'm sure they will.
Oh, I thought you meant like this was a confirmed thing.
It's kind of confirmed.
By us now.
Right.
That's a horrible movie premise.
Well, what? The last two movies were essentially bullshit. I mean, the last two movies were the same movie twice, and both movies were stupid. So it's almost like, fuck you once, fuck you twice.
Well, I don't think people go to see those movies for the plot. I'm pretty sure it's for shirtless dudes to get the jinies all tingly.
Jinies, that's a good word.
I really think that, you know, at this point in life, broad shouldn't be so concerned with shirtless preteen werewolf boys. They really just need to find a guy with a full-time job.
Yeah. Yeah,
but they still watch videos of those, you know? Just
yeah.
Like we still watch videos of crazy chicks getting, you know,
DP'd.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but we don't go to the movie theater for it.
Chick to be DP'd.
That's true.
Yeah, but we don't go see movies like that. I mean, that's... Do we?
Speaking of seeing videos of attractive females getting DP'd, the new Lara Croft Tomb Raider comes out next week.
Did she get DP'd in it?
I think so, yeah.
Apparently she's supposed to be like 15 or something in it, well, and she doesn't have big titties.
All of the marketing that I have seen about this video game is about how she's less sexy, and they made her proportions more believable. And I think that the people that bought the Lara Croft Tomb Raider games probably don't want to hear that.
No, they probably don't.
Why would they market it as, like, hey, check out Lara Croft Tomb Raider because, you know, you played this game for the realism.
Yeah, no shit. I don't
let's
understand.
Let's get this average chick and have her run around in caves because people really like that.
Yeah, it's
that
like,
sounds like tons of fun.
It's like Uncharted only, you know, with the chick. That's fucking stupid. The Lara Croft games, they centered around huge tits. That was the point of it. It's not like, yeah, what do they think they're going to do? Start including more women in their sales?
Well, that, I mean, you know, make a game about a broad who raids tombs and isn't. But, I mean, you know, why cannibalize your fan base on something that's worked all this time?
What game was it that used to have, like, bikini beach volleyball?
Oh, Dead or Alive.
Yeah, they should do that again.
I think I own that.
The beach volleyball
for the PlayStation
version?
2. Yeah, I think I bought that, like, used at Blockbuster for $5 or something.
Totally worth it, I'm sure.
And, yeah, I mean, you know.
They had to create a jiggle engine for that. I don't think people understand the amount of work they put in to make sure that those boobs jiggle
even when they're standing perfectly still.
Yeah.
They still just sway. Still just wiggle around.
See, now that's innovation. The Twilight movies are just dudes with their shirts off. That's not innovation. That's not unique. Now, if there were chicks with their shirts off the entire time, people would lose their damn minds.
But that's where we're going, though, is more realism and less.
Well, there are really chicks out there with huge boob proportions.
The silly cartoon jiggling, that's going away because...
I don't think I want to live on that planet.
Me neither.
That's a planet that I'm not familiar with.
I like silly cartoon jiggling.
Now, I can understand that there are female gamers out there, and all seven of them probably didn't like the huge tits on Lara Croft, and that's sad for them. But the majority of gamers are dudes, and dudes that like boobs. Why would you fuck with winning formula?
I don't know. I don't know why you would.
It's shenanigans is what it is.
Sad.
I did hear about a certain team over in the Northeast. Apparently they're scrounging up bigger dudes to beat up on the other teams like they used to do back in, like, you know, the 70s and 80s and part of the 90s. And
what are you talking about?
Talk about the homosexual agenda.
No, I'm not talking...
Homosexuals?
Big dudes.
You know, people can't hear you when you're all the way over there.
Big dudes. Like, big dudes are back.
What are we talking about?
There's apparently an arms race in hockey now where they're starting to hire more goons like they used to, you know, back 30 years ago. And when I read this article, the article was written like, oh, well, this is sad. It's going to start taking the skill out of the game. People aren't going to be able to move around like they are now. They're going to have to actually, you know, try to get through large guys who are going to beat the shit out of them. And I just started screaming, yes.
What team?
Some team in the Northeast. I want to say Edmonton, maybe? I'm not quite sure.
Edmonton's in the West, sir.
Edmonton's in the... Oh, they are in the West. Shit. Might have been Montreal. One of the, I think it was one of the Canadian teams.
So it's
teams.
A Canadian team.
Yeah.
Okay.
So apparently, we might actually see fights again in hockey.
Well, Edmonton's all... young 19-year-old finesse players, so it's not them.
No, yeah, I guess it's not them.
I don't know who you're talking about. I really don't. I watch a lot of hockey. And
it could be Toronto.
Yeah, it could be Toronto. But either way, I want to see more fights in hockey. I hate what they've turned it into. They've turned it into fucking soccer, and it's stupid. Hockey used to be about getting the shit kicked out of you and kicking the shit out of other people. And this pussy sport is losing fans constantly because they keep trying to add soccer moms into the goddamn mix of fans, and they don't give a shit. They're never going to give a shit.
You're supposed to take off your skate and beat the shit out of somebody.
Exactly. You should Happy Gilmore those motherfuckers. You take off that skate and you stab them.
Yeah.
Everyone turned and looked at me, so I felt like I should add something.
Well, that was good.
You added something to the conversation that was desperately needed.
Right.
Hype man.
Yeah.
Apparently some little kid made a rap video, and it showed, you know, the little kid like slapping butts or something, and the dad is apparently getting in trouble. He's 9 years old.
He's rapping about hoes and cocaines and guns and big booties.
Huh. Which in the 9 year old's defense, that's how rap songs go. So
right.
I mean, to do something other than that really wouldn't be true to form.
How would you not know where your 9-year-old is?
Oh, no, he's in charge of it. The dad arranged it.
Yeah, the dad set this all up.
Oh.
And we're dead.
And then hit him?
No, the little kid is slapping booties in this rap video that he made.
Oh.
It's like slapping women's
abuse
butt.
Because he's making this...
Oh.
Making them... do derogatory stuff towards women.
Well, won't the argument be that it's their culture?
I don't know if that's a culture.
What's their culture?
You know, they.
Who are they?
Them.
Yeah. What do you mean, those people?
It's their culture. This is all their culture.
The rap culture?
We don't understand...
The rap culture?
Their culture.
You say they.
They.
He performs with a group called the Coke Boys.
Those people.
Why do you keep saying those people? Why don't you just... In
I
the,
like that his name is Little Poop.
You see, Napier, you don't called. Understand because you don't buy into their culture.
I don't know if that's a culture, sir.
Sure it is.
Is rock and roll a culture?
Sure. Yeah. You know, the whole lifestyle with the
drugs, sex, and rock and roll.
Yeah, and you know, the long hairs and
yeah, but you don't hear country western singers, you know, going on about meth. Too.
They have their whole thing too.
But they could.
And I mean, like, we kind of understand their culture because
I don't understand their culture.
You know, we're kind of like them in some ways. But then there's other people with different culture that we don't understand. Paul understands.
It's diversity in a nutshell.
Paul is our window into the urban world. Paul, explain it to Napier.
Yes, explain booty slapping 9-year-olds to me. Because I've been seeing more of these videos online from the little kids at the dance party.
Do you know what this show needs?
What does this show need?
Diversity.
A token black guy?
Right.
We're
an Asian, too. That'd be good.
Well, Mark left, so.
Right.
Did you see his transforming himself bodybuilding video?
Oh, Jesus. Yes. Christ. That is creepy.
He beefed up and divorced his wife. I guess that's what you do, right?
Well, I guess, what else was he going to do?
If you're going to divorce your wife, beefing up is a good idea.
Yeah.
Right. I bet a dollar he marries a mirror image of that.
No.
Oh, my God. Have you seen her Facebook pages? Her little posts about how, America's destroying the planet. And all that other horse shit.
When her and Mark got divorced, I got her off my Facebook.
I feel weird unfriending people from Facebook.
Why?
I don't know.
What did me and her have to talk about? What did we have to talk about before?
Well, I don't talk to
any... The only time I ever talk to her on Facebook is if Mark wouldn't answer his phone.
I don't want somebody calling me saying, hey, why'd you unfriend me from Facebook? I would feel weird.
And then you say, well... I was friends with your husband, and you guys got divorced. So now we ain't got shit to talk about. Right?
I have a funny kind of story about that. So, I was, you know, a girl I used to date or whatever, she was my friend on Facebook. And I posted on Facebook that I was buying a house. And she posted on Facebook something about motherfuckers buying a house. I know they still work at a restaurant, da da da. And I took this to be, like, insulting me, you know. So I unfriended her. And then I see her... So then I see her, like, driving around, and she, like, stops the car and, like, is, like, waving, and she's like, hey, da da da, like, starting a conversation. So I'm, you know, I was, you know, polite and whatnot. And then I go back to say something on her Facebook, and I send her a message being like, oh, I thought we were friends on Facebook. When did you unfriend me? Kind of deal. When in reality, I was the one who had unfriended her.
Oh. You backtracked and...
No, I was just like, well, I don't want to be that bitch's friend anyway, really.
It's weird. Some people treat the little internets as if it doesn't have anything to do with real life. Like it won't come back to you saying dumb shit on your Facebook. And all your friends are like, hey, remember when you were talking about Obama and the lizard people and how everybody's a space alien? If they have like a triangle or a square in the logo of their company, they're owned by the lizard people. I don't think we can be friends, dude.
Well, I kinda shied away from Facebook, and I don't really get on Facebook very much anymore because, like, I'm not really meant to be able to interact with people. And I mean, it's all my family and people I went to high school with and stuff. And like, I really need to kind of distance myself from people like in my square life, you know? in my families and stuff like that. I don't need those people to get my true nature. And so I got kind of heavy on the Facebook for a while. And when my grandma started calling me and asking me about stuff on my Facebook, when my aunt or my cousin said something to her, I was like, maybe I need to find a different outlet for my creativity. But every now and then I make a mistake and I get on Facebook and I type something up, and then like I get a call from my sister. She says, you know, like, what you put on Facebook offended me or something. And I'm like, yeah, maybe I need to stick to the Twitters or something.
See, this is why I don't tell nobody about, you know, anything that goes on at the podcast, because I've been yelled at before about what goes on at the podcast.
Yeah.
And you were there.
Oh, when I sang all the songs about your sister's vagina?
Yeah.
But that was me. That wasn't you.
It didn't matter. I was the one with the telephone number she knew. Yeah. Therefore, she was calling me.
She doesn't listen anymore, does she?
I doubt it. However, I can never be sure she won't look at a back episode and then demand we remove portions of our podcast again.
We're all adults now. I'm not doing that anymore.
Yeah, but
we're big time now.
I don't want to be at Thanksgiving, have my brother-in-law come up and be like, you know, Mike, what you did was really shitty.
He's like, I remember when I got that phone call, how just beaten down you were.
Yeah.
You were so bummed out. You're like, Mike, I hate asking you this because I know you're going to make fun of me, but is there any way you can take down Little Podcast and take out all the parts about my sister's vagina?
Did you do it?
I did.
Oh, you're just as bad as he is.
I did. I took him down and I deleted him.
You deleted him?
I just took out those parts.
You should just refurbish and bring them back. Rehash.
I probably don't have them anymore.
She absolutely lost her mind and screamed at me. And in retrospect, it was probably rude to talk about her vagina.
Well, you started it.
Yeah, but you took it a little bit further.
Well, I bought the car, you stole
it from me, and then you crashed it into a tree.
What happened was, Napier told a story about his sister's vagina. It was basically something about helping them move, and her fiancé at the time, now her husband, said something to his friends about when they moved their bed to like mind all of the stains. And so Napier brought that to the podcast, and she called him and yelled at him about talking about her vagina. So me being the...
So her vagina caused all the stains?
I guess, yeah. She's got a leaky vag.
No, they were supposed to be sweaty sex stains. And that was the joke, but I didn't know that that joke was an inside joke for the people who were helping them move. And then I said something, and then I became an asshole.
And so what,
and broadcasted to the whole
to
internet.
To the thousands. And
so I think it was more Mike making like five songs.
No, so then when Napier's sister called him and said, you have to take down that story that embarrasses me. And Napier called and asked. At the time, it was just me and Napier.
In my defense, I initially said no.
I did do it. But then I recorded like 9 or 10 songs about her vagina to play on the next episode.
Do you remember any of these songs?
Yeah. I did Purple Rain and then Sex on Fire. And
is there any way you can re-record these?
Who Could It Be Now? I did a whole bunch. And they were all stemmed around her vagina. I don't think I have them anymore. I really doubt it. But
you could re-record them, though, right?
No, I mean, I don't think I would.
Oh.
I'm just saying she would get angry.
Who cares?
Well, you don't...
She doesn't listen anymore.
Well, you don't know that, and I don't know that.
Yes, I do know this.
So she's going... She would yell at me, and, you know, it's...
But
I have to see her at Thanksgiving and Christmas and things along that nature, so... I'd rather be on good terms with my sister, because I don't want to be that dick.
But yeah, I don't have them anymore. I probably deleted them. But there's an episode back there, and that was back when we would we would go through after we talked about something that we shouldn't have, and we just, like, reversed names and stuff.
Yeah, we edited out very slyly.
Right.
About all those horrible name droppings that we used to do.
That's when we still had stories about our personal lives to tell.
And now we don't give a fuck, or what?
Now we just don't have anything to talk about anymore.
Well, we also don't talk about the people we used to talk about.
Right.
When we assumed that those were the only people listening, and then when they did listen, they got upset, and then we weren't allowed to talk to them. And, yeah, that wasn't fun.
And everybody stopped listening.
Yeah.
So now we can do whatever we want.
Exactly. I think we're on a radio station, damn it.
I think we've mellowed.
I think we have, too. We've definitely calmed down in our wisdom.
Don't you think we've mellowed,
wisdom.
Paul? We've matured as podcasters?
Yeah, I don't think we've talked about rape in at least 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's been a long time since we made, like, a genuine rape comment or joke.
Do you feel more mature?
No.
You don't feel more mature?
What about with your little e-cigarette? Do you feel that class?
I mean, we're, like, sitting at a table.
We've got mic stands.
We've got mic stands.
Made out of Solo cups.
We've got e-cigarettes.
Yeah, but see, the quality of service has gone down. Like, I used to have a nice soda pop waiting for me, or a Capri Sun.
What he's saying is, Mike, you need better customer service. Obviously, you've
all
forgotten.
Comes back to me, Mike.
You forgot how to be a customer maniac.
Michael, let me ask you this. You're going to be upset if we don't go up on the Dorktown list this upcoming
week?
Well,
I kind of have an expectation now that, you know, we're going to continue to climb.
So, I mean, we went from 22 to 11, so that means we should be like 5 or 6 next
number
week.
Number 1.
Right? Well, no.
Anything less than number 1 will be a disappointment at this point.
I'll take 5 or 6.
I want number 1.
No,
that's
we'll get there eventually.
That's what I want. I want number one.
I've listened to the Furnacast people. I think they're better than us. And yes, that is a challenge.
Game on.
Game on, motherfucker.
Game the fuck on.
You better come with your big boy shorts next
time. Number one, bitch. Here we come.
All kinds are prepared.
See you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Listen to us every Monday night at 9-8 Central at RadioFubar.com. Find us on iTunes and rate us 5 stars. Call us at 314-266-WFOD and leave a message that may get played on the air. Visit us at WFODix.podbean.com. Follow us on Twitter at WFODix. Join our boards at wfodix.boards.net and remember to always say please and thank you. Go and wash up. You have been a dirty, dirty girl.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company. M-I-K-E.
Because we like you.
Restraining order? Yes. Go ahead. Call the cops. They can't unrape you. Prince is my hero.
What does that have to do with Prince?